On Beacon Hill, as the House today takes up legislation designed to outlaw discrimination against transgender people in public accommodations, backers of the effort have renewed optimism. It comes from a statement yesterday from Governor Charlie Baker. The governor says he would sign the bill before the House if it reaches his desk in its current form. From the State House, WBUR's Steve Brown looks at how the governor's position affects debate about assuring transgender people access to public accommodations.
Word of the governor's decision came out just a day before the House is to take up the bill, which guarantees that transgender people will be free to use the restroom or locker room that coincides with their gender identity. Up until this point, the governor refused to say if he would sign the bill, frustrating supporters. In a written statement yesterday afternoon, the governor said he believes the House version addresses the concerns that some have with the bill by requiring the Attorney General to issue regulations to protect against people abusing the law, adding, quote, "I would sign the House version in its current form should it reach my desk." Supporters of the bill, including Carly Burton of Freedom, Massachusetts, are applauding the governor's position.
He had mentioned before that having and hearing stories of transgender people and their family members was very important to him, and it shows that the transgender community and its allies have done a good job at telling their stories, and so we really appreciate the fact that he has said that he will sign the bill.
But Jonathan Alexander of the Massachusetts Family Institute is expressing disappointment in the governor's decision and disagrees with his assertion that the House version contains language that adequately addresses the concerns of opponents.
By essentially punting to the Attorney General to later develop regulations or guidelines at some point in the future, the legislator is abdicating its responsibility on this issue. And to make matters worse, we already know what the Attorney General's priorities are. When it comes to this bill, she has said publicly that those who have concerns about the privacy and safety rights of their children should just hold it.
While the Senate-passed version of the bill does not contain the House language directing the Attorney General to draw up the guidelines, Senate leaders have called that language unnecessary but harmless. The Senate could accept the House changes outright, or the differences, which many call minor, could be resolved in a conference committee. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.